The Osgood File, sponsored in part by GoToMeeting.com, the best way to host an online meeting. Stay tuned for a special deal just for Osgood listeners. This is Dave Ross. The point of designing an artificially intelligent robot is, as we all know, to provide a human being with objective and truthful information.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
But it turns out that when robots are programmed to compete for survival, they can learn an entirely new skill. More after this from Charlie. Usually, robots are programmed to be tools. Their function is to simply follow human commands. But suppose a robot was programmed to provide for its own survival. In an experiment reported in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, three scientists in a Swiss laboratory programmed a group of 10 robots to do just that. They were programmed to compete for food. Symbolic food, anyway. Actually, a light-colored ring placed on the floor. In another part of the room was a darker ring symbolizing poison. The rule was that the more time the robots spent near the food, the more survival points they earned. They were also equipped with a flashing light, which they could use to communicate the location of the food to other robots if they chose to. And here's the catch. The food ring was small enough that not all of the robots could be near it at the same time. Well, as the robots were turned loose and the researchers watched, a creepy thing happened. Over time, the robots who survived the game became much less likely to flash their lights when they were near the food. In fact, they started to flash their lights when they were away from the food. They had learned to do what only movie robots are supposed to do. They had learned to lie.
Since HAL was capable of operating Discovery without human assistance, it was decided that he should be given full knowledge of the true objective. He was instructed to lie.
For man or machine, when survival is at stake, when failure is not an option, neither is truth.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
The Osgood File.
Dave, stop.
Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 26. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 26, 2009.